Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our host, Dr. Tim Clinton, and his son, Zach, thank you for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and your support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. We want to be your daily encouragement to help you help others for your life, your love, your faith, and your family. If you like what you hear, tell a friend, won't you? And join us on social media for more fresh content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. And now, let's join our host, Zach Clinton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of LLFF. I'm Zach Clinton, Vice President of the American Association of Christian Counselors, and I'll be your host today. Our guest is a good friend and an all-around great leader and a man that's truly after God's own heart. His name, Jonathan Lamb. You may recognize Jonathan or the Lamb name as his dad, Marcus Lamb, actually founded Daystar Television Network back in the day. Jonathan's here to talk about all things life, love, faith, and family. He has quite a testimony. His family has been through a lot since COVID hit, but Jonathan and his wife Susie love God. They practice enormous faith, and they love their kids and cherish the time they spend with you each week on their TV show, The Green Room, which of course can be found on Daystar. So my friends, let's dive right in. Here now is my conversation with a godly man who has a wisdom beyond his years, Mr. Jonathan Lamb.
Yeah, Zach, it's great to be here at the AACC conference here in Nashville, Tennessee. What a great honor it is to be able to attend and see all the great work that AACC is doing.
It's a blessing just to be able to sit down with you to dive into just all the great work that God is continuing to do in and through your life, your ministry, your platform, Daystar TV. You guys have been so influential, such an incredible platform and reach throughout the years. Speak about Daystar just for a few moments up front for all the listeners that may not be familiar with what you guys do.
Absolutely. Well, Daystar is a worldwide television network, and it can literally be seen in every country of the world. And it's just so incredible, because we get feedback of people watching in areas where it is actually illegal to preach the gospel, places like Saudi Arabia. And it's just incredible to see that. That's what's so great about television is that it allows you to be in multiple places at the same time to literally cover the world with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's just so great to be able to play a part in that broadcast and that work that my father started. He started Daystar. He didn't start Daystar, but he started television broadcast in 1985. It was actually 1 week before I was born. He went on air for the first time in Montgomery, Alabama, with a single television station. And through being faithful and being led by the Holy Spirit, God has led him to open up another station and then another station and then a satellite deal, a cable deal. So eventually it became this worldwide network, and it's just been incredible because I've been there since the day I was born, literally getting to see it grow from a concept that God had put in his heart to just the full level of growth that it is today, which is just such a testament to God and his glory and my father and mother stewarding Daystar.
Man, Jonathan, it's really fun to see just you stewarding and really stepping into that mantle, right, that God has called you to for such a time as this. As you mentioned and as you insinuated, we're going to be talking a lot about dads today, a lot about legacy. Before we go there, as you said, we're here at our 2023 AACC No Hope World Conference. It's been a blessing getting to spend some time with you and your wife, Susie, get to know you a little bit more, unpack your heart. But man, for such a time as this in culture and society today, we understand that there's been a lot going on. It's been a tough road. A tough last couple of years, a lot of good being called evil and a lot of evil being called good. Jonathan, why are gatherings like this so important for the road ahead as we continually fuel and kind of push each other and spur each other on for all that God has in store?
Well, gatherings like this are so important because it helps center us on what's really important, which is the Word of God. And as you are seeing in our culture today, there's so many forces at work trying to pull us away from the Word of God, away from the principles and standards that are honoring God, and more towards things that are an abomination, really. And that's why I love this organization, because that is one of the core principles. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard your dad speak at the night from the pulpit about how, you know, many people might have a doctoral level education mm-hmm. in the way they're leading their counseling, but they might be approaching it with a Sunday school level of biblical knowledge. Mm-hmm. And we need to strengthen that biblical knowledge and fortify it along with the education that they've had from the counseling side and have that combination to where you have an incredibly powerful combination that allows us to stand on the truth of God's word and to really be the light in the darkness. As we're seeing the world getting darker around us, it's important that we can shine bright with the truth of God's word as he's called us to do.
So good, man. Something that I shared with a group not too long ago was that, you know, I feel like I have been entrusted to be a counselor, and I'm going to do everything I can to be a good counselor. But there's only one wonderful counselor.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one. Mm-hmm. And so it's our job, and like you said, it's our job as stewards to push people toward the foot of the cross, to
yes.
push people to the foot of Jesus, because he's the ultimate source of change and hope and encouragement and power and peace. He is those things. Jonathan, something that you and I have in common, right? We have several things in common, I would say. One, obviously, our love for the Lord. Two, I think we both have great wives.
Yes.
Three, we both love to, you know, play some golf and chase the little white ball around on
Absolutely.
The golf course. I'm not the best. I know you're probably a lot better than me. But another thing is that we both grew up with great dads.
Yes.
Right? And that's what I want to speak to for a second. Can you just talk to us a little bit about the significance of a dad in the presence of fathers in the lives of their children?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that my dad made clear when we were growing up is that he never wanted to put the ministry before the family.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stories where ministers might have a great church, a great ministry, but it became at the expense of the family. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they ended up with a broken family. Mm-hmm. Or they grew up or they had kids that ended up not wanting to serve the Lord because they're thinking, well, if I don't want to follow a God that's going to estrange me from my parents, because that's all they care about. They don't care about, you know, our needs and, you know, taking care of us and being a good father or mother. No, he was very intentional to have that time set apart with us and to make us a priority and a focus. And that's how I was able to grow up. You know, you hear stories about PKs, you know, kind of wandering away. But for me, like, I've always been resolute. I've always known, like, my place and to serve in the ministry. And the call that I've had, I've never doubted that. And it's been partly because my dad did a great job of sowing into me just a good, healthy relationship and the principles of God. And I'm happily serving and never wavering in my call, which it is, you know, to continue on to serve at Daystar. And so I just love that he's made family a priority. And another thing that I want to say about my dad is his humility. You know, like, for God to trust somebody with a platform of the size, you know, of Daystar, and for it to continue to grow, like, it takes someone who is doing it for the right reasons, and they're not out to just make their name famous or self-promotion. Like, he's truly doing it as a servant of the Lord. And he said many times, you know, Jonathan, if there's probably somebody else more qualified than me that God wanted to do this, but, you know, like, I'm just a humble, willing servant, you know, wanting to be obedient to the Lord. And that's, you know, why I'm here serving out that calling. And so I truly believe that his humility has really been a key factor in God being able to trust him with the size of the platform that he was able to build. And so I love that, and so honored by that. And yeah, just his love for the word of God. Like, he there is no compromise. Like, he was very strong in his standards. It was just incredible to be able to see that and have that influence in my life as a father, like, through him as a father, for me to be able to emulate.
I had a unique interaction with your dad a few years back when he and your mom were interviewing my dad, actually, on their Daystar platform. And your dad took my dad and I out to the golf course. One thing I know about your dad is, man, he was competitive on that golf course.
He's the most competitive individual on this earth. I mean, like, no doubt. He loves to compete.
Yes, he absolutely loved to compete, and he was hysterical in the way that, I mean, he was really good too, but he was a lot of fun. At the end of it, I remember he pulled me aside and he said, "Hey, Zach, let me share with you something." He shared the story of just the inception of Daystar. Mm. And he shared with me a little bit about what you had already mentioned. But then he said, "Let me give you a piece of advice." Mm. He said, "No matter where you go, no matter what you do in life, the only thing I ask of you is that you just remain obedient." Mm. And that's what you're speaking to, right? Yeah. That your dad was an obedient steward, yes, of what God entrusted him with.
He was.
Those were gifts. Those were callings. I know that your dad, you're coming up here now on this, the 2-year anniversary of when the Lord, yeah, has called your dad home. Yeah. And with that comes a lot of grieving. But before we talk about the grieving and kind of unpack that for a little bit, I want to talk about one word, yeah, which was legacy, mm, right? Tim Timberlake reminded me the other day in our interview together, he said that legacy is not something you leave behind for someone. Legacy is what you leave behind in someone.
That's good.
I believe that God has entrusted you and he's left behind something through your dad into you.
Yeah.
Jonathan, what are some of those things that you carry on in terms of your dad's legacy? Now, as you're a father to your two children, Israel and Ariel, what are some of those characteristics you want to possess as well?
Yeah. Is one, obviously, always to love God's word, to be a student of it forever, to really get into the scriptures every day, learn it, memorize it, and just make that part of your life. The word of God is so powerful because it cleans you. It allows you to hear from God as you're taking in that word. That allows you to really get in that place where the Lord can speak to you. And that will lead you in the right direction to where you are on the right path. You know, you're not going to take the wrong turn if you're in God's word every day. And so that, for one, loving God's word. Two, I would just say, determination. Yeah. Like, there are so many times in life when the enemy will throw a curveball at you or put a stumbling block in front of you. And sometimes people will quit or they'll want to, you know, maybe slow down. But, you know, if you determine, if you know the word that you have or the calling that you have that's been instilled by the Lord, you will be able to persevere through all the adverse circumstances that come your way. And it may not be easy, but again, that's just part of the journey with the Lord. Like, there's trials that are put before you, but those allow you to be able to trust God, and they can even strengthen you to be able to move forward. And so determination is two. And then three is just priorities. Like I mentioned before, you know, love after God, you know, your relationship with your spouse is the next most important relationship. So always have a strong marriage. Be very intentional in spending time with your spouse. Know what their love languages are and meet them. That's something that I've learned to grow, because me and Susie's love languages didn't necessarily match up when we first got married, but I've learned hers, what she loves. She learns what I love, and we work on meeting those. So our marriage will always stay strong, because your marriage is like the backbone of your ministry in a lot, sure, of ways. So if you have a marriage that's falling apart, or if it's cracked, you know, that's going to drag you down. So it's so important to be intentional and bless and love and hold that person up so you can do life together and be able to serve the Lord in an honoring way. And then, you know, love your kids, spend time with them. Is be very present with them, pray with them, share the word of God with them, and just give them your time. Like, that's the most important thing. It's just to give as much time as you can, because that's the most valuable thing you can do.
That's right. Those relationships, they take those three words that I always say begin with I, right? They take intentionality.
Yeah.
They take an investment. And you need to take an initiative to be able to invest into all of the relationships that come within our lives, whether, yeah, it's your kids, your marriage, right? Your parents, your friends, all of those types of things. As we talk about kind of a common thread, a theme that I feel like we've been talking a lot about is that dads matter, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. They just really matter. My dad and I, we do a lot of work in terms of men's ministry, right? Ignite Men's Impact Weekend is a conference and an event that we get to host every year in the spring at Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. And I feel like culture and society really has a bad rap on men, right? They talk a lot about toxic masculinity, and they talk about how, you know, all of these things, men are just buffoons, they're porn addicts, you know, they're horrible fathers, they're bad husbands, they're abusers, all of these things.
Yeah.
And we understand that there is such a thing as toxic behavior, but there is no such thing as toxic masculinity, right? Mm-hmm. And if you even look at the research, the science, the statistics behind it, it clearly shows that when you talk about a dad being present and involved and attuned to the life of his children, right? It matters more than you know. It says that the mental health, right, is all of those statistics are down for the children of dads who are present. It shows that their academic performance is up, their resilience levels are up, their identity development is up. So many things matter. But I want to ask this question to the dad maybe who's listening to our conversation today, Jonathan, who maybe hasn't been the most present, maybe he hasn't invested that much time. What is kind of just an encouraging word that you would kind of give us at the halfway point in our interview for that dad of how they can begin to invest more into their children's lives for the road ahead?
Yeah, I would just say, try to do a little bit each and every day. I mean, if you haven't been there, if you've been busy with your job, providing for your family, that's a very honorable thing. But beyond that, you know, your time that you have with them, present with them, is the most important thing that you can do. And so I would just say, just be intentional to make a point to spend at least, you know, 30 minutes to an hour a day, and just start with that and just be consistent. And then obviously you want to work on doing things as far as getting out of the house and doing fun things together, activities, things that are going to be able to bond you and make those memories that are going to last a lifetime. So start out just doing a little bit each day and then grow and work on growing that. So it becomes a routine where you're not even thinking about it. You're just doing it, and that's going to lead you to a great relationship.
That's great. Just taking little strides in little steps. I'm Zach Clinton here on our AACC Built Different podcast. Joining us is Jonathan Lamb, Vice President of Daystar Television Network. And man, we're having a great conversation about why dads matter. But just a few years back, Jonathan, you ended up losing your dad in terms of the Lord called him home.
Yeah.
And through that has been, I know, a grieving journey and a grieving process. We always talk about five stages of grief, but I believe that it's just really three things. It can be difficult, challenging, and really messy. Mm. My friend, for you, what has that grieving journey looked like?
Well, it's been difficult, challenging, and really messy. That's true. Yeah. It's obviously, it was just a total shock. You know, my dad, he passed away at 64, and I thought, you know, he had another 20 years. So I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd be in a position where I'd be living a life without my father. You know, I'm still in my 30s. So obviously unexpected, but, you know, God is faithful. And I've seen that to where it might be challenging, and it has been challenging. It's been difficult, but just every step of the way, you know, the Lord has never left my side or family side. And just being able to lean on him and trust him has made it to where I've been able to grow in my relationship with the Lord and take that to even another level, because, you know, you really do press in during times where it is difficult. So, but yeah, there's still, you know, we're still going through some of the challenges of the transition. And, but again, like, God has been faithful every step of the way. And I have no doubt that he's going to carry us fully through to just a place where, you know, dad's going to be looking down from heaven, and he's going to just be saying, you know, great job, son. I'm so proud of you. And I said at his memorial service that I was going to do that. So I'm happy to walk that out.
Let me tell you, my friend, it's been a wonderful thing to watch you from afar and to watch you really step up and to step into this moment. You talked about that transition, right? But I want you to know too that we have been praying for you and in throughout the midst of this entire process. I know it's probably been very heavy. I know it's been probably very messy, but you're not alone. right? As you talked about this transition and really stepping into this moment and now being the vice president, right, at Daystar Television Network and all of the things that the Lord has entrusted you with that, we kind of have that in common, right? Vice presidents of organizations that our fathers kind of have stewarded and been obedient to over time.
Right? Yeah.
So we get it. A lot of people, though, they don't understand the pressures and the unique stressors that can come along with that,
yeah.
right? There can be a lot of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
There can be, you know, the proverbial, oh, well, you have big shoes to fill.
Right.
Jonathan, in the midst of this process, how has God allowed you to develop this unique voice mm-hmm. and this unique platform that only you can fill?
Yeah, you know, it's just been one of those things where each day you seek him, and you allow him to work on you to where he instills the things in you that need to come out. And that's the only thing I can say. I can't really take any credit personally. It's just, I feel like just being faithful to love the Lord and living a life that's honoring to him, like he directs your steps and the Holy Spirit will even give you the things to say, you know? And so that's where I'm at, you know, just I'm a humble servant of the Lord and I just try to live a life that's honoring to him. And so it's really as simple as that.
What I appreciate about you is I always say that people are contagious
yeah.
and I always make people kind of ask themselves the question, what do people catch when they get close to me?
Yeah.
When I get close to you, you mentioned two words that I think of, humility and faithfulness.
Mm.
Man, that's what exudes out of you. And I so appreciate that.
Thank you.
A word that Sharon May, she was just on the podcast a couple of days ago, and what she really spoke and infused within me is something I want to share over you as well
okay.
today as we close it out. She said that her dad, Arch Hart, who was kind of a hero in the faith as well, similar to our dads, right? She said, although he was able to open the door for me, right, I had to choose to step through.
That's right.
And I had to choose to stay on the other side.
Mm.
My friend, I believe that although your dad has opened the door, although he maybe has provided you opportunities, you are the one that stepped through
yeah.
and you're the one who God has entrusted with the unique gift and calling to stay on the other side because we need you
yes.
on the other side, my friend. How we like to close our conversations here on the podcast, Jonathan, just by asking a simple question, leaving the mic open for you to share a pressing word that God has placed on your heart for such a time as this. For all of our listeners today, maybe there may be some who are discouraged, who are disappointed, who are struggling in this bout with life. Jonathan, what's the last word of hope, encouragement, and motivation that you want to share with them today?
Yeah, it would simply be this. If you're going through a difficult time, if you're going through a storm, it's simply anchor on to the Lord.
Mm.
He is with you always. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
And it said, you know, in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. So no matter how difficult that road ahead may be, no matter how dark the day may be, cling tight to the Lord, trust in him, and he will carry you through.
Mm. Anchor in and cling tight to the Lord. Jonathan Lamb, where can all of our listeners, where can all of our viewers go to just hear more about all the incredible things that you guys are doing, but also maybe to look up Daystar and watch it on TV?
Absolutely. So the best way to do that would be to go to daystar.com. We have a live stream, so you can watch it 24/7, no matter where you're at, or you can go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and you can download the Daystar app. So that'd be the best way to watch Daystar. And then Susie and I have a show on Daystar called The Green Room.
Let's go.
So you can check that out. It airs on Daystar every week. And if you want to catch me and Susie, that's the best way to do that.
Go check out The Green Room, daystar.com. Jonathan, my friend, thank you so much just again for your time, for your willingness to join me on the show. Thank you for what you're doing, for stewarding and being obedient to the call God placed on your life. We love and appreciate you, my friend.
Hey, well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show. And I'd say the same thing to you. Like, great job stewarding the great legacy that you have in front of you. So
I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, we pray God's richest blessing on you and your family. Be sure to join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us, tell us how we're doing, and maybe ask a question or two, or simply for more information on our resources and upcoming events. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Do people ever come to you asking for help, maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.